Part 2. Knowing Satan's Weaknesses. Fighting Him Defensively and Offensively. Chapter 3. Building an Unyielding Defense. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and so forth. Ephesians 6, 14 through 17. I once heard a story about a farmer who responded to watermelon thieves by putting a sign in his field that said, "Warning, one of these melons has been poisoned." For a few days, he thought his idea had worked. No more watermelons were stolen. Then one day, he discovered that the sign had been altered to read, "Warning, two of these melons have been poisoned." The farmer had to destroy his entire crop, as he didn't know which other melon was poisoned. The devil works in similar ways. No matter what sign you put up, he changes it and comes up with something better. He's a master manipulator and deceiver. How will we ever fight against him successfully? The 18th century Scottish divine Ralph Erskine said, "The only choice we have in responding to Satan is flight or fight." In light of that, the Christian soldier uses three major strategies to fight against Satan. The first we might call strategic retreat, or running for shelter to Christ. As Christian soldiers, we lean on the power of Christ's might, for we have no shelter from Satan but in Christ. Having learned where to find refuge in the evil day, we then use the second strategy of our military training, an unyielding defense. Much of Paul's famous spiritual warfare passage in Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 describes this strategy against Satan. We stand, fight, and fight.